Chapter 4. Live Callback. Another adult service we got into back then was called Live Callback. This was a few years later, but as this story is in my mind now, I will add it here, as it's another scat story, so skip this if you don't want to read about really disgusting things guys do. Guys would call up and book a 10, 15, or 30-minute live callback, and pay on their credit card. 10 minutes was £20, and 30 minutes was £50. We would charge their card, and then get a girl to call them. They would then chat together about whatever the client wanted, for the amount of time they paid for. So I would call one of our girls and give her the client's number and tell her 10, 15, or however many minutes he has purchased. The girl would earn 50% of each booking. Most girls didn't last long, a week or two usually, as they couldn't stomach the sick things some guys wanted to talk about. Some were really funny. We had this one old guy. He would call up every few days and book 30 minutes. The girls would tell me he didn't even talk about sex, which 99.9% of clients always wanted to do. He would chat about the garden or the weather or his dog, and would often go make a cup of tea, wasting 5 minutes. They would hear him in the kitchen making his tea. Then he would come back on the phone and continue where he left off. Then there was a girl that told me a funny one. This guy started chatting and told the girl to get naked on her bed. The girls always pretended to do what the client wanted, and one girl even told me she was painting her kitchen while doing the call. He thought she was fingering herself on the bed, but she told me all she had to do is make some moans and pretend to come. Then the guy would come and hang up. They always hung up as soon as they come, even if they paid £50 for 30 minutes. Some girls could make them come in less than 5 minutes. Okay, this is the funny scat one. Sorry, got sidetracked there. This guy told a girl to strip off and get on the bed. He then told her he was also stripping off and was getting into a big plastic bag, like a mattress cover. He then told her to play with herself as he continued. She told me she actually heard him getting in a big plastic bag, with his phone, and was trying to hold the bag closed and had the phone in his other hand. He then told her he was pissing in the bag and held the phone down so she could hear it. Then he had a shit and told her how it smelt, and how he was rolling around in the bag in his own shit.